Good morning. Welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. It is Sunday morning, Selection Sunday. We're going to find out where Wichita State will be playing in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament later today. Right now, I'm talking with Russell Wilkins, Associate Athletic Director for Tickets and Marketing at Wichita State. We're going to try to answer some questions people might have about tickets for the NCAA Tournament, how that works, and if you are interested in tickets, how you might get into some of these gyms. Russell does not know where Wichita State is going. He's checking Joe Lunardi and Jerry Palm and Bracket Matrix like everybody else. Early this evening, he will have his sirens on, and they will be in full go mode in the ticket office at Koch Arena, getting all this stuff organized. Russell, how are you today?
Good.
You had a big weekend at the American Athletic Conference Championships. A lot of Shocker fans. How did that go for the first time?
It went well. Our fans came out and really supported the team, which is great for Wichita State athletics. And I think by a lot of people's standards, we were the biggest contingent by a lot here.
No doubt. Yeah, that really turned into kind of a big story. Wichita State fans really came out in big numbers and made a big impression. Okay, selection show later this afternoon, early evening. As soon as it's over, or as soon as Wichita State finds out where it's going, what's that like for you? What happens immediately in the ticket office at Koch Arena?
So we start looking at each site and who requested tickets to each of those sites that we get selected to, and then we take a look at the number of tickets that we get, which is 450. Subtract out player and coach needs, and then send out an email confirming that you got tickets or denying that you got tickets based on availability.
You've been through this a lot now. This will be Wichita State's been in the NCAA tournament every year since 2012. Have you gotten a routine now, or is there still some craziness to this day?
It's pretty routine anymore because we've done it so much and we kind of know where we're, you know, what direction we're going to head down. Taking early requests helps us to kind of keep organized. So that's why we send it out to our fans in advance, and then we can see where we're going to go from there.
Yeah, let's take us through the process a little bit. You said Wichita State gets 450 tickets. How does that work? How is it decided? How are tickets allotted? All those kind of things.
So the NCAA tournament gives everybody the same share of tickets. You have to guarantee that you're going to buy 350 of those. And then they have an additional 100 pool tickets. So that's how the NCAA decides. And then from there, we take what our needs are for the players and the coaches, and then kind of subtract that out right off the top, and then look at our lists. So
you have given season ticket holders the right to request sites.
Right. Correct.
Explain how that works and how people are kind of able to choose where they might want to go.
So what we do is we send out a form with all the sites that are available. So like this year we took off Wichita, knowing that we couldn't go to Wichita since we are the hosts. And then they were able to request the number of tickets that they wanted based on the number of season tickets and not more than four.
So seven sites ranging from East Coast all the way out to Boise, San Diego. I'm imagining Dallas was probably the most popular with Shocker fans.
Yeah, Dallas and Omaha for the Sweet 16 rounds were the most popular. And then kind of goes down from there based on distance. Probably one of the lesser is Boise, just because of the regional airport there.
That'll be one of the interesting things about this. Obviously, Dallas would be easy for fans to get to. It seems like if you're reading sites like Joe Lunardi and Jerry Palm, there is a lack of top-seeded teams west of Wichita, west of Lubbock. So there's a chance that Wichita State may be sent west, which may mean tickets are more readily available. Would that be a fair thing to say?
Yeah, that'd be fair. I think when we pulled it, we had around 200 requests for Boise and San Diego, which is, you know, on the lower end because of the distance from Wichita and the lack of ease ability to get there.
When will people be notified about their ticket requests?
So we usually try to send out the email by 10 p.m. Central Time, saying whether we we were able to help you or we were not able to help you. And so it's a pretty quick process. I mean, the show's at 5. By the time they go through all the brackets and where everybody's placed, then we go in and kind of go to the room and sit down and discuss it.
Let's say you're a Shocker fan in San Diego and Wichita State gets assigned there, or you're a Shocker fan in anywhere, Wichita or Hutchinson, and all of a sudden you decide, I'd like to go to one of these games, I'd like to follow this team, but I don't have tickets. What's your recommendation? How can people pick up tickets at this late date?
So some of these sites are still not sold out. The first thing I would do is check directly through the site location's ticket office to see if they have any availability. If they do still have availability, direct buy from them. And then the second method would be to go through like the NCAA marketplace. And, you know, that's a secondary site, but it is a trusted secondary site. So
when buying through the school or the site, is it best to like go through the San Diego State University website, or can you do that through the NCAA website? How's that best done?
I believe there's links on all the sites on the NCAA website, or you can just go directly to the venue site. So none of the schools that are hosting would have like it on their website, but like in the case of Dallas, you would go directly through the American Airlines Center or NCAA websites.
And if you get tickets through Wichita State, how do you receive those tickets?
So we always pick them up on site and produce will call. At that time, we will do will call at the arenas for each game, just so when you pick them up, you can easily walk in and go to the games.
So no mailing, no emailing. It's all physically done at the site of the tournament.
That is correct. And yeah, they haven't gone to digital tickets yet for this, so there's part of it. So
Wichita State is hosting first and second round games at Intrust Bank Arena. As you mentioned, Wichita State won't play there because Wichita State is the host. But Wichita State obviously has a lot to do with the organization and the running of that tournament. From a ticket perspective, how was Wichita State involved in those games?
So we helped them with the email marketing of this event, which went extremely well. We sold most of the available tickets through that. And then once the selections are done, we send out emails to each of the schools talking about their allotments at these tournaments. And then we're going to work as kind of liaisons to get them their tickets when they get to town and make things easier on them as they come to Wichita.
And the games at Intrust Bank Arena, Thursday and Saturday, they are sold out, correct?
They are sold out.
Okay. All right. Russell, thank you very much. You'll have a busy day ahead of you, and you'll be staying in Wichita to help run things down at Intrust Bank Arena, right?
That is correct.
All right. That'll be a big week for the city down at Intrust Bank Arena, big week for Wichita State heading off to play in the NCAA tournament. Russell, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Paul.